We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Meatball of the Week. Brought to you by Jasper's Italian Restaurant, a Kansas City tradition in excellence.
How can you not be swaying back and forth?
This is quickly becoming my favorite segment of the week.
Yes, it is the Meatball of the Week, brought to you by Jasper's. Jasper Morabili is here in studio with us today for the Meatball of the Week. You can submit yours as well, 69306, for your Meatball of the Week, but also a chance to win $50 to Jasper's. And we make that very easy, do we not, Ryan?
We do make it super simple on you. All you have to do is be listening for a drop. Let me find one really quick. How about we use this guy.
Oh, my God.
Next time you hear that, be caller number
5.
Caller number 5.
That'll work. Yeah. 5.
For the legend.
Yeah.
George.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Apparently, I got crap for saying that Patrick Mahomes might be a better athlete than George Brett.
But either way. Stop.
Who knows? It's not his birthday
anymore.
He's fine. People stroke his ego all the time, okay? He's
fine. Right. Take a step back.
He's fine. Love you, George.
But $50
to Jasper's
next time.
So, yeah, be caller number 5 next time you hear that drop to 913-576-7610, and I will get you hooked up with $50 to Jasper's to go out there and try some of this delicious meatball pizza. You can swing by every Friday as well until 2 o'clock to get the $6.10 special.
Jasper, it's always nice to see you anyway, but especially when you come bearing gifts. What is this?
Well, you know, I can't come in here without meatballs on Meatball Friday, so I brought a meatball pizza.
Oh, the meatball pizza is here.
Which smells great.
I didn't even know it was an option until last Friday, and my mind has been blown, and I feel like my world has forever been changed.
We had a great lunch, but unfortunately, Ensemble was there again, so, you know.
And Fesco.
Well, Fesco.
Yeah.
If it weren't for Jerry and Bob, it would have been a delightful little lunch. It was lovely.
You're on the bandwagon. I like it.
What can't you do with the meatball?
I mean, think about it. You put it in sauce. You put it on a sandwich. You put it in a pizza. You put it by itself. You put cheese on it. I mean, you throw it at people. You do whatever you want with a meatball. Come on.
It is a very versatile meat.
Sorry, I mean,
you are sorry. I shouldn't look the direction as you're stuffing your face with a piece of pizza. I took one bite, but I'm gonna devour some of this. What you got going on at Jasper's?
Oh, so much going on. I have a new supper club coming up, and it's really unique. And this one is an event where I actually cook a whole porchetta. This is this big piece of pork. It's a pork belly, and then we stuff a pork tenderloin inside of it. And then we roast it really slow. There's no meatballs in this one.
That's all right.
And, so it's like porkception.
Exactly. And it's called a porchetta picnic. We're doing an Italian picnic next Monday evening at Jasper's. So it's 5 courses, $50. It's unbelievable. And just we pack them in for that. People love that.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, for my meatball of the week this week, I would like to nominate Georgia Governor Brian Kemp.
Ah.
I don't like to get political on the show.
Okay.
I try to stay out of politics. I don't want to wade in those waters.
But
it gets choppy. But this week, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, he vetoed a bill that required schools in the state of Georgia to give elementary school kids recess every day. Yeah. Yeah, you heard me right. He voted against fun. Not only did
he vote against fun,
he vetoed a bill that was on his desk that everyone said, we like this, let's do this. We're trying to get these kids active. It's going to fight childhood obesity. Now, his reasoning, it's at least has some logic
more
to it.
More learning or something?
He said that he didn't want to have unnecessary government regulations and that the schools should handle this on their own and that the current systems are working fine. Dude, you shot down a bill for recess.
Yeah, that's not cool.
No.
Brian Kemp, you are my meatball of the week.
No way to get reelected.
No meatballs for him.
Jasper, who's your meatball?
All right, there's this brewery, and I got a kick out of this. It's called Unknown Brewing Company in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they went to social media this past week, and they were begging people to bring back their stolen beer truck.
Somebody heisted one of their beer trucks.
So this guy by the name of Sherman, they won't give his last name. brings it back.
Sherman Meatball, we'll call him.
But yeah, but here's why he brought it back, because they offered a free kegger party at his house, or whosever house they who stole the van, and the guy brings it back.
He had an entire truck at his disposal. He already had the truck.
That 100% is a win for that guy.
Bringing the truck back probably wouldn't evade charges.
Did they press charges?
No. No, the guy had a party.
Now he's going to get a keg party out of it.
How about it?
That's good. That's good.
Maybe he's not a meatball. Maybe he was onto something. My meatball of the week is Dennis Rodman. We still haven't figured out what happened when he and his drunk friends were trying to rip off a yoga store.
Well, nothing happened. The one thing, we walked in, me and my lovely wife and my good friend Tonio and all my guys here.
Yeah.
Wait, it was all you guys over there?
Yeah.
We walked in. Yeah. And next thing you know, the employee, I think she's a female, we walked in, and all you saw me do is one thing, this.
Right.
You just stood there.
I just stood there. And I asked him, I said, can we take a couple of gifts for us and stuff like that? And the guy said, yes.
Yeah, that's right. They just told him they could have stuff.
I just walked
store.
In, and he's like, hey,
I walked
some
in,
stuff.
I said, can I have some gifts? And the guy said, yes. We didn't steal anything. Meanwhile, the wife, we found out he has a wife, right? According to TMZ, was stuffing things in her purse in this yoga store, but apparently those were all gifts. So my meatball of the week is going to go to Dennis Rodman, which could be in many weeks involving Dennis Rodman.
Suggestion from the text line 69306 out of the 816. My meatball of the week goes to a former coworker who was using the company gas card to fill up his personal car instead of his work truck.
Yeah, that's not going to go over well.
I'm assuming that's why he's a former coworker.
Former coworker, yes.
Typically has a
using the
way of working itself out.
The personal car with the company gas card does not go over well. So Jasper, if people want to come to that tons of food event, you just discussed with us.
The pork on pork.
The pork fest.
Yeah, come on.
Are we calling it pork fest?
No. He called it something else.
A porchetta fest.
See, it's better when it comes from Jasper that way.
We kind of Americanized it.
I apologize. Porchetta.
We could make a meatball or something like that.
Meatball fest?
I may serve some pork meatballs that night. Sounds pretty good. Just call the restaurant, 816-941-6600, or they can go online at jasperskc.com and sign up on the event page.
And get the meatball pizza while you're there.
Well, today it's 6:10 day, so every Friday at lunchtime I'm doing a 6:10 special.
Cool.
You can have spaghetti and meatballs for $6.10, a slice of meatball pizza and a cannoli for $6.10, or the famous meatball sandwich for $6.10.
There you go. Head to Jasper's, $6.10, all you need.
Not only did I have the meatball pizza last week, I also had a meatball sub.
Well.
And they were both phenomenal.
You got a sample while
you were
there. I
like good crusty bread, you know, like the, it was very good.
You're still sweating over there.
I got a little meat sweats, I'm not going to lie. Jasper, you can try them both.
Good to see you again this week. We'll do it again next week. It's the Meatball of the Week, brought to you by Jasper's.
Thank you so much. Enjoy. Mama mia, I can't wait to eat some meatballs today.
Steve and KC is going to Jasper's. He wins $50 to Jasper's just for listening. That was our 9 o'clock hour prize. Our weekly visit with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio comes your way next.
Fesco in the morning.
Your chance to win $1,000. Be listening for that keyword, 1,000 on the 30s, coming up at 9:30. 9:15, though, or thereabouts on a Friday. That means we talk with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. You can hear him overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Ben, you want some of this pizza?
We're not sharing. This is our pizza. Ben, though, you're a little worked up today about something going on in Chicago. They're trying to tax our Netflix.
This annoys me. Now, I'm a big fan of streaming, Josh. I've actually pretty much gotten rid of like cable television and all that. I get all of my content on streams. Like, I've crossed over to the dark side. And one of the reasons I did it was to save money on, you know, the cost of cable and all that stuff, and, you know, trying to save a couple of bucks. And I just read this story where the city of Chicago became the first city to get away with what they're calling a Netflix tax, and they're going to collect money on streaming, and this is going to be the new normal. And I was just complaining to you in a moment of weakness how upset I am that that's going to happen now, because once this happens in Chicago, it's going to happen in Kansas City, in L.A., in New York, Chicago. I mean, it's going to go everywhere, so it's just the beginning.
This is like taxing my gigantic Diet Coke. You shouldn't be able to do that.
Exactly. I'm right there with you on this. It's annoying, and I know the politicians, that's how they make their money off our backs and all that stuff. But, you know, the streaming setup, the way it is, I mean, I understand the cable thing and how you're, you know, digging into holes to put the wires in for the cable and all that around the cities. But what kind of infrastructure does a streaming service require, right? I mean, it's pretty – you pay for your cable bill – you pay for that, you pay Netflix. I know they got their hands in everything, but I'm annoyed by it.
Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. You can hear him overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio. Well, what are we going to do if the conspiracy theorists all thought the NBA draft lottery would go to the New York Knicks? I thought so as well. If not the Knicks, then the Lakers, and they find themselves drafting at 3 and 4 and New Orleans at the top. So what are we going to do about these conspiracies we all love?
Well, it's a shame. I mean, it would make for a good book, you know, the conspiracy years of the NBA draft lottery. Although, Josh, I got to tell you, the conspiracy theorists people, they're at it again. I don't know if you saw the story earlier this week. The Kawhi Leonard shot, the game-winning shot against Philadelphia that bounced four mm-hmm. times. There's some conspiracy theorists on the internet, I don't know if you guys talked about this or not, that claimed there were magnets, that they used magnets on the rim in Toronto to get the ball to fall through the hoop that beat Philadelphia. It seems just, I mean, I don't know how many bath salts you have to smoke to come up with that, but these are people claiming to be scientists. I don't think they were kidding. Okay? So, but as far as the lottery is concerned, I think it's good. I don't like the fact that they reward bad teams and that all these teams were tanking trying to get the number one pick. It sucks. It's bad for business. You're supposed to compete. You're supposed to try to win. And the NBA did the right thing. I'm surprised they did it, but this is the kind of punishment. And really, this was for Sam Hinkie, who's no longer even in the NBA, the general manager in Philadelphia who built, you know, trust the process and all that. This is for him because the Sixers were the biggest guilty party, and these other teams are disciples of the Philadelphia 76ers. So I think it's good the NBA did it, and it is now must-see TV, Josh, right? I mean, think next year the lottery, even if you're a fan of like a team that barely sneaks in the lottery, one of the last teams with like a 5% chance, you got a shot. You got a shot to move into the top four, so it's good all the way around.
If you were Zion Williamson, what would you do?
Well, I would play with New Orleans. I wouldn't like it. I would play in New Orleans. I think it's, you know, I've ripped a lot of these guys who over the years have forced trades. I just slayed Eli Manning back in the day when he wanted to play in San Diego, and it's, you know, had his dad pull some strings to get him to play for the Giants, and I ripped him apart for that. Called him the punk for like 20 years on my show. But yeah, if I were him, I would, you know, just take your medicine and play. I'm surprised he's actually going to do that though, because he's got the muscle. If he wanted to, he could say, nah, that's not a big enough place. I got to go somewhere else. And at least for now, they're saying that's not going to happen. But this story to me is not over, Josh, because he hasn't signed an agent yet. As long as he doesn't sign an agent, then I think he will play in New Orleans. He doesn't have to sign an agent because all these rookie contracts are slotted. You're not going to get any more money if you have an agent. It's all prorated based on where you're drafted, from what I've been told. So if he doesn't get an agent, then I think he stays. But if he gets an agent, I mean, I got to think, Josh, if I'm the agent of Zion Williamson, I try to get him into a bigger stage so I can make more money in endorsements and all that.
You mentioned Eli, and that does date back. That's why I think if I'm Zion Williamson, I do force the issue. Not many guys have this type of leverage, and maybe it could mean millions plus difference maybe between playing in New Orleans and then playing and being a star in New York. I might force the issue.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to think about it. I always have thought, you know, you make the most of your situation. Like he didn't have any say on who won the lottery. I know his dad did an interview and talked about all that stuff, but yeah, you were talking about millions of dollars, And New Orleans is a fine city. It's a great party city. It ain't a basketball city. They love football. They're into, you know, the party scene and all that. And if Zion can make New Orleans a mecca for basketball, Josh, then the guy's a legend. But I just don't think it's going to happen. I think he'll play there for a couple of years. If he plays well, he'll go somewhere else. If he plays bad, he'll stay there. I think that's how this is going to go.
Golden State comes from 15 down at halftime to go up 2-0 without Kevin Durant. Are they just toying with everybody now?
Well, Portland blew that game last night. I watched the game. Portland, they had a 17-point lead. They had a 15-point lead at halftime. They had an 8-point lead with 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the game. And they sucked at a time you cannot suck. They were terrible in that game. But, yeah, I mean, Portland's dead. I got friends that work for the Trailblazers, Josh, guys I've known for years that I consider pretty good friends. They got no chance. They're going to have to win 4 out of the next 5. Unless Steph Curry, like, breaks his ankle or toe or something like that, that's the only path I see here for the Blazers to get back in the series. Damian Lillard, who I like, I'm a big supporter of Lillard. I like the way he plays. I like the style, the rage that he plays with, the passion. But he's been terrible. And C.J. McCollum, who was really good in the first half last night, he stunk in the second half. Yeah, I mean, at this point, Golden State, Durant's not coming back. They don't need Durant. I mean, they're actually more entertaining to watch without Durant, which is, it doesn't make any sense. It should not be that way.
And it could be what they look like next year, and I guess you got to be worried if you're the West still, even if he leaves Golden State and they're without him next year.
Yeah, because, you know, if Durant leaves, then the front office there, and they're moving to that new arena across the Bay Area from Oakland to San Francisco, so they're going to have this big, giant pile of money. And if Durant leaves, they can spend that money, and they can sign some – they don't have to sign great players. They can just sign some mid-level NBA free agents just to sprinkle around the roster and improve the depth, and they're ready to go. I would bet on them right now without Durant to win the championship next year.
If Tiger isn't in the mix, will you pay attention past today at the PGA Championship?
Yes, I will, Josh, because I have a show Sunday night into Monday morning, so I need content. But will I be interested? Probably not. But this Brooks Koepka guy, how he's like a vulture in these majors, it's a fascinating thing. I saw his quote. He kind of parroted Jack with his quote, Jack Nicklaus, with his quote about how, you know, the majors are actually easier to win because, you know, he gave the math on all that. And it doesn't seem to make sense, but for him, it's working. The guy's amazing. But yeah, for our show, it would be better. For all of our shows, it would be better if Tiger has a chance, at least makes the cut. He's got to make the cut, right? He's in danger of not making the cut.
And do we need John Daly riding around in the cart over the weekend to make it entertaining too?
Well, only if he's got like a whiskey on the rocks and like you know, he's chain smoking while he's driving the golf cart. How about Daly saying it was a disadvantage to have the? That's a lot of chutzpah to say it's a disadvantage. I'd rather be in a golf cart. I'm walking around. Come on, it's more fun in a golf cart.
It's not a disadvantage. You have a cup holder. I mean, that's a major advantage.
Exactly. I mean, what's the thing? Stop trying to sell it a disadvantage. It's a huge advantage. Come on.
All right, Ben, in addition to joining us on our show each and every week, you do a show in New Zealand. What do New Zealanders want to discuss sports-wise out of America?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Justin. Now, I've been doing this for like 10 years, which blows me away. But they actually get a lot of American sports. The show is based in Auckland, New Zealand. I go on the afternoon show, and they mostly talk about rugby and cricket. But I come on once a week, and I talk about usually the NBA, the major American, like, professional sports. They do not care about college sports. They're amazed, like, why are you talking about that? But they do love the NBA. There's some NBA players from New Zealand who are in the NBA. The guy for Oklahoma City, I forget his name, the center for Oklahoma City is from New Zealand. So they like that. And every once in a while there's like a football player, like a punter or something like that from New Zealand. So they're into that. But yeah, and they usually like the fun, goofy stories, like the crazy American stories about athletes that do ridiculous things. And so I give a lot of those type stories. Here's the great thing, though. I got to get a funny thing about New Zealand radio. I have been preempted. I go on at the same time every week because I've never watched a cricket match, but apparently they can either go from like a couple of hours to like a week. And like I've had weeks where I haven't been able to get on because I've been preempted because a cricket match went like 4 days. It's crazy. Imagine a baseball game going 4 days.
No, and thank you.
Exactly.
On a 4-day baseball.
Exactly.
Next time we'll talk about cricket pace of play. Ben, thanks for the time today. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Josh.
Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio. You can hear him overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio. Your chance to win $1,000. Be listening for 1,000 on the 30s and that keyword in just a couple of minutes. And what we're told, I haven't heard it, Fesco claims, who's out today, Fesco though does claim an epic edition of what we learned with Billy Coons. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
It's 1,000 on the 30s. Text the word menu to 72881. That's menu, M-E-N-U, menu to 72881. You could be the $1,000 cash winner in the national contest. 610 Sports Radio is the only sports radio station in Kansas City, giving you a chance to win up to $12,000 each weekday. Lyrics. Just listen on the 30s from 7 to 7. Your next chance coming up at 10:30. Complete rules at 610sports.com. Menu, M-E-N-U. Menu to 72881. That's 72881 for your chance to win $1,000.
Protein House, eat with the purpose. Text line 69306. We'll pass out some Friday fives coming up here in a second. If you got a Friday five you want to dish out, text line 69306. But from that text line, the 785 just went through. Sonic came out to $6.10. Today is going to be a good day.
Cool.
I appreciate you listening, Dwayne.
That's right.
Welcome back to KC for your one day contract. That was a good pass that he caught from Pat Mahomes, by the way.
I like that Pat's been involved in all these, too. It's funny.
Do you think that you could have pulled off the outfit that Dwayne Bowe had on yesterday?
No.
All white linen?
No.
I think his shoes were, like, black, though. You don't think you could pull that off?
No, I'd be more along the lines of the Andy. You know, just wearing the...
A windbreaker?
The red windbreaker.
With the blue chew thumb?
Yeah, with the blue chew thumb.
69306 for your Friday.
If you haven't seen
five.
The Dwayne Bowe, Andy Reid photo the Chiefs tweeted out, it is amazing and fantastic. It really is. It really is. I tweeted out, I know, late yesterday, at Josh Klingler on Twitter. You can check it out there. I have recommended to the Chiefs, I'm sure they're listening, that they just make a cardboard cutout of that Andy and just put it out in the public. And everybody can get their picture taken with Andy. Because you would want no other Andy in your photo other than that representation of Andy. He's got a huge thumb up. Give him a thumbs up. And he's got that grin on his face.
You know, I'll be honest too. Like, I kind of wouldn't mind having like a miniature version of that to put on the dash of my truck. Like with just the Andy with
like
a thumbs up.
A bobble thumbs up.
Yeah, kinda. Like the Buddy Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much what it is.
It's Buddy Andy.
Yeah, Buddy Andy. I like it. We realize you don't get a chance, probably, or possibly, to listen to the show each and every hour of the week. We're on for 20 hours a week. Now, you can in the on-demand section, 610sports.com, or via the radio.com app. So each and every week, we count on Fesco's biggest fan, Billy Coons, to catch you up to date on everything that happened on the show this week. It is another edition of What We Learned with Billy Coons.
Hello, this is Billy Coons, and this is What We Learned on Fesco in the Morning for this week. On Monday, the guys talked about Kawhi Leonard making an incredible shot at the buzzer to send the Toronto Raptors to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA playoffs. And Bob and Josh were at Shadow Glen Golf Course for a Kansas City Royals charity event to raise money for Special Olympics and spoke to Royals players and Skipper Ned. On Tuesday, we learned Nicky Lopez was called up to the Kansas City Royals. And we learned the guys like different omelets to eat and make. And former Mizzou star Kareem Rush talked to Bob and Josh about the rivalry renewed with Kansas in July for an alumni basketball game. On Wednesday, the guys talked about Nicky Lopez getting his first hit for the Royals, and Whit Merrifield got his 500th hit for the Royals. We learned legend Bob loves to fertilize his yard and it looks great. And we learned the top 10 sexy accents in which legend Bob says St. Louis should not be on that list. On Thursday, we learned the Kansas City Chiefs picked up former first-round draft pick Darvin Lee from the New York Jets. Ed Jaw says trading Pat Mahomes for 10 first-round picks made legend Bob and Ryan laugh hard. It was a great week to listen to legend Bob, Josh, and Ryan. Talk to you later.
He got
number 10
there,
billing.
An upset tough guy. He said, he never mentions you second. He did today.
Learned that Billy's a big NBA fan.
Yeah.
Kwani Leonard
and Darvin Lee.
Darvin Lee.
I think it's a Darren.
That's all right. We didn't know either.
Kwani Leonard.
Let's be honest. Nobody knew who that guy was.
I'm not going to be able to see Kawhi Leonard anymore, and I think Kwani Leonard.
Kwani Leonard. I like it. So that catches you up to date. That's a pretty good synopsis of the week that was.
That was terrific.
On Fesco in the Morning. If you want more, you can go to the on-demand section, 610sports.com, or via the radio.com app.
High five.
Let's hand out our Friday fives. You can as well, 69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line.
I think we'd be remiss if we didn't give our first Friday five to Kwani Leonard for hitting that huge shot.
Kwani Leonard.
That was a big shot. The Friday five to Kwani Leonard.
And as Ben Maller pointed out, scientists claiming there are magnets that were pulling the ball.
You know what?
Into
I can get
hoop.
With that, though. I can get with that. I got a Friday five going out to all of the fine students who graduated this past week. I've been seeing your posts on Facebook. I see them. Number one, some of my friends have kids old enough to have graduated, starting to make me feel a little bit old. Also, a high five to Ron's son for graduating today. Hang on, let me re-say that. For graduating today.
Yep.
He's having a graduation from daycare.
Yep.
Look, Ron, I don't support this, not one little bit. I said this to your face, so I'm going to say it on the airwaves. This is not a graduation.
No, I just totally disagree.
This is not a graduation. They are wearing caps and gowns.
Ron and I, my kids are older now, but Ron and I share the same daycare.
You are diminishing
my kids
what it means to graduate.
Went through the graduation from daycare to kindergarten. It was a fantastic event. They did a fantastic job. Kids wore caps and gowns. They thought it was the greatest event ever.
Congratulations, giving your kid a participation trophy, Ron.
You do have to have that message. This better not be the last, because they're only like four years old. So, maybe 5 years old. But I disagree. You go, little Ron. Congratulations on graduating from daycare today.
Congratulations, Trey.
Friday five to Jasper.
Father should be ashamed of himself.
To Jasper, came in for the meatball of the week. Meatball of the week at 9 o'clock. We do it each and every Friday, and he brought a fantastic meatball pizza, and
which I didn't even know was a thing until last week.
Serta's enjoyed it. Vern has enjoyed it. Ron smelled the. He doesn't.
He's not allowed to.
He's staying away from it as best he can. His willpower is getting very strong, but Jasper for that meatball pizza, I recommend it highly. You can get a slice of that. And a cannoli, I believe, for $6.10 today.
That's
at Jasper's.
That's good. Text line 69306, Friday 5, to whoever brought back the cheese at the Pittsburgh Amusement
Park.
Yes,
obviously. That was a big story this week.
That's a good one. Also, the 816 saying a Friday 5 to one of my coworkers, Brittany, for getting through her knee surgery today. You got this. We will see you in 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
You better get your ass back to work, Brittany.
They throw you out of the hospital and get you up and walking around in like no time. 8 weeks?
Some of those
You're getting 8 weeks off for a knee surgery?
Better get yourself a Rascal scooter and get your ass to work,
I feel like
Brittany.
I stretched it to a week when I had mine. Maybe.
Yeah, man.
I was probably dumb. I should have probably done a lot more.
I got a Friday five going out to the kids that mow my lazy-ass neighbor's yard. That's it. I mean,
do you pay them to do that?
I don't pay them, no. They don't do a very good job either, but the person is so lazy that they'll continue to pay for a terrible job, so keep doing you, kids, and keep carving weird patterns into their front yard because it amuses me.
Friday five to the school crossing guards. They do terrific work because drivers suck. They keep the kids safe as they're going across the streets. Hopefully they're paying enough attention. And it's almost over, too. You got about a week or so. School crossing guards, your job's almost over.
The light
summer.
At the end of the tunnel is starting to show.
It's almost there.
913 says, Friday 5 to Chris Owings for giving up more runs and home runs than he has scored or hit this year. That's just good fun.
Ned was trolling you by
using... He scored 9 runs this year.
He was trolling all of you by using Chris Owings.
And he's hit 2 home runs.
You realize that, right? This is Ned just saying, ha ha, watch this.
While your text is humorous to me, it's not factually accurate.
There is a follow-up from the knee surgery. It says knee replacement for Brittany. So knee replacement, yeah, that's definitely an 8-week.
Better rub some Tussin on that and walk it off, Brittany.
An ACL, I thought I was going to call her soft, but a knee replacement, yeah, it's probably an 8-week deal.
816 asking, can we have more shows without Bob?
Takes vacation because he gets vacation.
I mean, I'm going to take some vacation on y'all.
Turn straight. It's always a better show when one of us isn't here. We know that.
Lastly, 4993, right? Not when I'm not here. It's a terrible show. I've listened when I'm not here. It's
far
horrible.
From the truth. We move on. It's like next man up.
That's not true at all.
The show has been on since before you were here, Ryan.
The people know.
Let's not pretend.
The people know.
Let's not pretend.
Exponentially better.
My gosh.
Exponentially better.
How do you fit in that
hat? Pretty easily. 913, Friday 5 to my son for making it through first grade, claiming he hated it the whole way. I made it through college claiming I hated it the whole way. That's not true. College was fun. That's drunk.
If he's hating it already in first grade, he's got a long way to go. Yeah. And Friday 5 for me, a final one to Dwayne Bowe. Thanks for coming back and retiring as a Chief. That was cool. I'm cool with all these one-day contract retirement things. Keep them coming.
Go ahead up that Riverside part, Sonic.
Keep them coming. Sources tell us Junior Siavi, Ricky Stanzi, Ty Law, the next ones to retire as Chiefs.
Cool. That's cool. Somebody giving us Friday 5, Ravishing Ryan and Senior Josh. Don't be hating because Josh gets cheap coffee.
That's right. I wish. Not there yet. There's your Friday Fives. The big finish is straight ahead, and is a trade still in play? We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the morning.
It's like a molasses bass line right there, Clay. You like that?
That is hitting all the chords, too.
My apologies to Brittany for being so harsh about her knee surgery.
Yeah, I apologize for that. Everybody, as Dick Vermeil once wisely told us, everybody's knee is their own knee. So, I just want to know what kind of benefits you have. You could be out of work for that long.
It's good. It's good benefits.
For you. Good for you.
Good benefits. Still recommend getting a Rascal scooter. But
of course, when we're in radio, we would never take that much time off because we would be fearful we'd never get our gig back.
No, I'd get Wally pipped.
Yeah,
quickness.
We'd never get our gig back.
I'd be like, oh, damn, Ketzel do this for half the price?
Yeah, we don't want people to know that stuff. A follow-up from the story of earlier in the week, the NHL admitted its mistake in that Sharks win over the Blues. I always love when leagues come out and say, yep, we blew it.
I mean, the NHL's really transparent and forward about this, though, right?
That's good. But this one feels, less hollow than, like, when the Big 12 comes out or something and says, we apologize.
Sorry.
We missed a call in the TCU-Texas Tech game. We will try to make it better in the future, whatever, or some other league. All the leagues do it. But the NHL came out and said they messed it up. NHL Executive VP Colin Campbell says this league could modify the rules on video replay reviews for next year. On the hand pass that led to the controversial goal that ended the game with San Jose, Campbell also admitted it's so unfair that the game ended that way, the wrong way. And then Fox Sports reporting that the 4 officials involved in Wednesday's game won't be back for the remainder of the playoffs. Which is probably the right call, too. So, doesn't give them the win. But I guess it gives them the road to recovery, as it were. they'll try. I think they play again tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
Text line 913 asking, did I go to that wedding at the bar? It's this weekend. I do not plan on going. I'm not going to it.
It's let the people down.
Sunday at 10 o'clock. The hell does that?
At a bar?
I mean, Sunday at a bar, yeah.
Sunday at 10 a.m. at a bar.
10 p.m.
Oh, 10 p.m. Oh, that's a 10 p.m. one. Oh, that's right. The one you got to pay to get into.
Yeah, the cover charge wedding.
No. I thought it was one you were invited to this weekend. Like a listener invite.
No. The listener invited me to his wedding, though. His wife approved it, so I'm in.
You're there. Give him a thumbs up when you're there.
Andy Reid thumbs up.
Time for the big finish.
It's time for the big finish.
Wait a minute!
I'll have what she's having.
Brought to you by EverNewClinics.com.
Patrick Peterson suspended 6 games, violating the NFL's PED policy. 4 games for peeing dirty. 2 more for, oops, you had a masking agent too. Oh, so you tried to cover it up. Here's 2 more games. So he's out 6 games. Of course, rumored that the Chiefs were trying to make a play to trade for Patrick Peterson. I still think they should. And it looks like a trade could still be in play. Pat Kerwin of Sirius XM's NFL Radio.
It makes me think more like they want to, if they want to trade him, they don't want to pay $10 million for a signing bonus now, which the new club won't have to see.
Yeah, they'd eat it. They'd have to eat it.
They'd have to eat it. So when I see them not doing something to benefit him, I'm wondering if the trade talks are alive. And then someone will say, well, why would you trade for a guy who can't play for 6 games? Because he's an all-pro. And you'd get him for 10 games. And a really good team that thinks we're a corner short, always love this guy, they might want to do that. But now they're going to have to pay the $11 million. And guess what? He's going to forfeit about $4 million in checks. So you're not going to pay $11 million. You're going to pay $7 million for 10 games. So when I see this, I'm more inclined, no information, no phone calls to find out if they're thinking. They're not going to tell you anyway, but... Well, when I hear this, I think trade might still be a possibility.
A team that thinks they're short at a corner and really likes him? It sounds like the Chiefs. 10 games for $7 million? Sure. I think they should make the call. I'll take him for 10 games. And he's got one more year after that. So 10 games plus and then a full season, hopefully, without any further suspension. Still pick up the phone, still make the call. You can still get the deal done with Patrick Peterson. Hopefully they do moving forward. But he's suspended for the first 6 games. Chiefs could use him games 7 on. Would you take it? I would. Hopefully the Chiefs are still in that mode with Patrick Peterson. We may see why, though. They hadn't made that deal already. There's your big finish brought to you by Evernew, Kansas City's first intimate health clinic for men and women. Proven results for good, very good. Visit evernewclinics.com. That's evrnuclinics.com. The full crew back on Monday. And guess what on Monday? Guess what's coming on Monday? Salty
Fesco
Iguana
Hot Takes? Oh.
Backyard Fiesta. That's right. You're going to have an opportunity to have the Salty Iguana food truck at your house for a party.
That's VIP living right there.
Pretty, pretty cool. All the details coming up on Monday.
7:15.
7:15 will be the time to be registering, and we'll get you all that information on Monday. The Salty Iguana Backyard Fiesta. It's going to be awesome.
You know how whenever you see a friend you haven't seen in a while, and you always say we should do this more often?
Mm-hmm.
This right here, what we just did? We should do this more often.
Yeah. Well, we probably will. Summer's coming.
What do you think about that, Bob?
Summer's coming. We all got vacation. So
that's right. If you think that's right, Bob, don't say anything. Okay, cool.
It's quite the possibility. Show and Vern, come your way next. Your chance at $1,000 at 10:30 here on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.